This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some of the women at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when they would read the Qur'an, they would feel left out. They would read the verses of the Qur'an, and they felt like it was constantly addressing the men. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the virtues of the believers, the mu'minun, or the muslimun, or the muslims, these are terms that are in the masculine tense. They felt that the virtues and the praise, or the commandments, or the prohibitions, were all being addressed to men, and that women were not being included in many of the verses in the Qur'an. Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she felt this too. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She said, why is it that the Qur'an is constantly mentioning the men, addressing the men, and it's not addressing the women? She said, I complained this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she said, a mere moments later, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the minbar, in the masjid, saying, O people, Allah has revealed this verse.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
The amazing thing about this question is that it could have been answered without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending a verse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have simply said to Umm Salama that in the language, in the Arabic language, when the masculine tense is being used or being invoked, it refers to both men and women. It refers to both genders. That's the way that the language works. So if you mention something in the masculine tense, it can apply to both men and women. And yet, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about the emotions and the states of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed this verse to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات the Muslim men and the Muslim women and the believing men and the believing women. Allah specified men and women in this verse very explicitly, very clearly, to make sure that the women at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt included in the Quran, that they felt included in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending upon his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they felt like they belonged in this religion too. Another woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day. She said, why is it when I read the Qur'an and the praise of the hijrah, of the muhajirun, is always mentioning the men and it doesn't mention the women? Why is it that the men are mentioned in the hijrah and the women are not mentioned in the hijrah? And when she made this complaint, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعَ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّن ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّن بَعْضٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Lord responded to them, will I allow the work of anyone who works to be lost, male or female? You are of one another. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse shows us clearly that men and women are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their striving, in their effort, in their sincerity, in their attempts to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are equal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow our work and our struggle, men or female, to be lost.